It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will experience her first legislative session in the job next month. Hanging over the session will be the aftermath of a $1.75 million sexual harassment court settlement awarded to a former Iowa Senate Republican caucus staffer. I met Reynolds in her office yesterday to talk about how this was handled and steps forward.
I don't think it was handled appropriately, but first of all, let's just say that this is not a partisan issue.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Bill Dix did not release an internal review until after the governor said it should be made public. Now, former Ambassador Mary Kramer, who also served as Senate President and Chair of Iowa Public Radio's Board of Directors, will advise the Senate on its workplace culture.
No one should have to work in an environment where somebody can use their title, their power, to bully or to harass an individual. We should be able to work in a safe environment, and I think we're making steps in the right direction, but this should not be tolerated, and I think we need to continue to do everything we can to ensure that that it's not happening.
You're seeing numerous people resign at different levels. Do you think Senator Bill Dix, the majority leader, should have resigned?
Now, look, I'm going to work with whoever the leader is. I think what I have said is we do have a zero tolerance policy. I think they made a step in the right direction. I think Mary Kramer was the right person to come in and do the assessment. I want to listen to what Mary, I want to let her do her job. I'm looking forward to hearing what her recommendations are. I think she intends to make those prior to the legislative session. And they're moving forward with hiring an HR professional. I think that's really important. I think it's really important. You would think zero tolerance policy would be self-explanatory, but evidently there's still some confusion, so we want to make sure that individuals have the training that they need to understand what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Ambassador Kramer has to say, and we need to do everything we can to make sure that we adhere to a zero-tolerance policy.
How do you make sure that any kind of resolution makes a culture of accountability in the Capitol?
Well, you know, I think, you know, it's just at the, I think what we're seeing play across all across this country, there's a lot of, it's put it in a spotlight. I think it's made people more aware. People weren't saying anything. They weren't doing anything about it. I think it's a paradigm shift. I think this is a watershed moment, and it's not acceptable. We're not going to tolerate it, and we just need to hold each other accountable, and we need to step up when we see it. We need to acknowledge it, and we need to do something about it, and I think you're going to see that culture change. The other thing that we need to do, though, if we really want to talk about, is we need to make sure that we're encouraging more women to run for office, that we're encouraging more women to serve on boards and commissions and move them into the C-suite. The more that we see a balance and have more women engaged in leadership positions, I think that just by its very nature starts to change the culture.
Last week on one of our programs, the leader of the family leader, Bob Vanderplaats, said that allegations made by a number of women against President Donald Trump should not be ignored, even though he says he's innocent. Do you agree with Mr. Vanderplaats?
Well, you know, I've said everybody deserves a right to be heard, and I think that's what we're seeing, play out. We need to give them an opportunity to be heard. We have a zero tolerance policy. It's not to be accepted. And so, but women deserve the opportunity to be heard. And then it needs to, we need to make sure that it plays out, and that, you know, if they are guilty, then they're held accountable for that.
Do you think there should be an investigation?
I just think that they need the opportunity to be heard. I think we'll wait and see how that plays out.